Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wace.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's the man of the chart, the man they call Zach, because that's his name. You all right, Zach?
I'm fine, actually. I'm feeling, you know, curiously revived after that bank holiday. Normally, it sort of sets you back a week, you know. You know, with the sleep deprivation, this, that, and everything else. But I'm actually, you know, this is good.
Yeah, I had a decent sleep as well. Not that we sleep together, of course. That's, this, you know, it's not the thing.
Well, that wouldn't go down.
Anyway, three stocks in 3 minutes. Here we go. Moving on news. Keras Resources, KRS. They've concluded a toll milling agreement with Golden Mile Milling from the Witchproof project, apparently. So, KRS, what's it looking like?
It's looking like there's a line of support that you can draw on the daily chart from December running through, what's that, 0.65 pence, actually, the low of the past week. If we hold above that initial target, the 200-day average rising at 0.83, but we still need to get back above the 200-day line to get to confirm that this is back in full bull mode.
Full bull. All right, next.
Full bull.
Nkondezi Energy, that's NCCL. African Finance Corporation has joined the existing $1.32 million loan facility. It's given a bit of a rise today. NCCL.
A couple of good things here. We have the June-July bear trap rebounds from just below the 200-day moving average and below 3.5 pence. So that was an initial continuation signal. Then we had a July spike through the 50-day average, which is now at 4.83. And we've held the 50-day line despite 2 or 3 dips ever since. So it looks like a bull flag effectively over the last month. And above the 50-day line at 4.83, heading up to the top of a rising trend channel from December at 9 pence.
Wow. All right.
So if you're cautious about the stock because it has pulled the rug under the bulls a couple of times, wait for 6p to be cleared before targeting 9.
Okay. It was a rise, the last one, but I don't know where it's gone. I don't know if it's rising anymore. Some respite for shareholders here, maybe. Or it was. Extract Resources, they provided an update to regarding the company's Chupica gold and copper mine in Chile. The basically refurbishment of the crushing plant has been completed. What do you reckon there, Zach? XTR?
Interestingly, we've gone into this falling wedge, which has been, which is two converging lines on the daily chart since May. We broke out of that today at, let's say, 0.04 pence. So if you are a fan of the shares, I know a lot of people have been slapped around by this over the recent past, this could be enough, this breakout could be enough to take us up to the 50-day moving average at 0.07 pence over the next couple of weeks. So looking a little bit brighter there for XTR Resources.
Woohoo! All right, cheers, Zach. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.